But he got killed in the First World War. Mm-hmm. Well, he got gas and lived 4 years. Mm. Lived in the hospital 4 years before he finally got him.
Well, that gas was miserable stuff.
Yeah.
Boy. And now, you say your niece is looking for your brother William?
Yes.
He's
my sister's daughter.
Is William her father?
No, she's my sister's daughter, but her husband was a First World War veteran too, and he got the commander in Texas looking for him, hunting him. Looking for him now.
Oh, I see. He's her uncle?
Huh?
He's her uncle?
Bill's her uncle.
Uh-huh.
Bill's her uncle, just same as mine, you see.
Mm-hmm. Uncle William, huh?
Uncle Will, Uncle Bill, yeah.
And let's see, then if Bill had a wife, she would be the girl's aunt?
Aunt by marriage.
Uh-huh. Did you have any family of Coopers or Coopers?
Well, I know lots of Coopers, but you never had no Coopers.
That's a pretty common name.
That's a pretty common name, yeah.
Did you have a regular preacher at your church?
Oh, yes, most I had, yeah.
Or was he someone who just preached part-time?
No, we had a... We've all had a pretty steady preacher in all the churches we ever belonged to.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Was there any special term for a preacher who just does it as a sideline?
Well, they call him a minister or some kind of a minister, a roving minister or something like that. Mm-hmm. I know ministers around here that have several churches, you know. Mm-hmm. And they have the name for that, and I just. I know what it is.
Itinerant?
Huh?
Itinerant?
Well, I don't know.
Maybe that's not the word.
Just can't think of the word now, that's all.
How about a carpenter who sort of works as a carpenter sometime and sometime not? Oh, anybody who just works just sort of part-time at a job. You ever hear him called a jackleg?
Yeah, we call them jackleg carpenters.
Is that a common one?
That's a carpenter just about halfway good carpenter, halfway bad. Call them jackleg carpenters. We got a lot of them. I'm kind of halfway that myself.
Me too. I saw the board and I just don't know how it'll come out. I used to be fairly good, but
I used to do most of my work, do more painting my house and everything like that.
I'm afraid I lost my knack.
Miss Ward and I built the cottage we had out on the farm out here.
Oh.
Put the siding on everything.
Hmm.
I tell you what it is, we had just a hard man of labor, and we only had a carpenter 2 days to help put up the rafters all we had on this cottage.
Hmm.
They joke about me yet, we put on this asphalt siding, you know.
Mm-hmm.
There's an oil man in town said he'd come by there one day, and I was holding up the siding with Ward with a hammer and nailed it on the wall.
You were doing the hard part of the work. I guess he hadn't ever put up siding, huh?
Well, we got it on anyhow.
Well, let's see, a man who is in charge of an army?
Huh?
Just some terms now.
Well, the sergeant and corporals and everything else, you know, like that.
How about Eisenhower? What was he?
He's a five-star general.
Yeah, I guess he's going to get that rank back.
Yeah, he's going to get that rank back now. See, they voted it. See, they done voted it.
He sure wants it, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Who is in charge of your local court here?
Well, you mean the county?
Yeah.
Well, we have a lady county judge here. Her name's Patterson.
Uh-huh. And let's see, a person who goes to school is a...
student.
Uh-huh. And a girl who works in an office and... uses a typewriter?
Well, stenographer, generally.
If she takes dictation and writes letters for the
Well, she's a stenographer.
Huh? Is that ever called a secretary?
Oh, yeah, secretary, yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. Secretary, that's the main name, secretary, but generally a stenographer. They're all, that secretary is what they're all classified at. See, your county judge and county attorney and all of them have a secretary, you know.
Mm-hmm. All right, George, I wish I had one. When I have some writing to do.